Hey, you're listening to Sonic Podcast Adventure, the world's most delicious Sonic podcast. I don't like how that started.
Too late. You're already knee deep in it.
No, I also
you,
loved
you
it.
Dug this hole, over. Sean. You dug this hole, and we're starting.
Fine, I'll stick with it. I'll start over though.
Commit to the bit.
Hey, you're listening to Sonic Podcast.
That's gonna be a cold open.
No, I just flubbed the line.
No,
just
it's gonna be a cold open. It's a cold open.
No.
Yes.
I can cut your audio so I can just do this and ignore you. Hey, you're listening to Sonic Podcast Adventure, the world's most delicious Sonic podcast. My name is Sean Eaton, and I'm joined as always by...
I'm Chris. Sean's making me angry already.
I redid a take twice.
You're making me upset, Sean.
And today we're joined by a guest who should have been on much sooner. My lovely wife, Chelsea.
Why would you spring it on like I've never had?
Well, if you love her so much, why don't you marry her, Sean?
I did.
I like that. We're podcasting and we're talking to the microphone, but you turned to me.
Yeah.
Okay, yes. Hello, I'm Chelsea.
Hi, I'm making more eye contact with you just to make it weirder.
All right. Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Chelsea.
We wanted to have you on and we wanted you to talk about Tails and a lot of things that you like about Sonic, but this one seemed appropriate because you like themed foods and themed like pop-ups and stuff like that. Very specifically, I'll be working and then you'll walk over with your phone and show me an Instagram reel of like, oh, look at this pop-up of a very specific theme. I'm like, how did they get that very specific theme to get a pop-up?
Listen, we don't know how Outback Steakhouse can get a licensing or how Denny's can get licensed for several different things, but they just do.
Don't get me started on all the Denny's menus you have. When we used to stream Fallout, you would just open up and be like, all right, what Denny's themed menu can we read off today?
You guys had your own Munch Squad going on.
Yeah.
I mean, it was kind of during Kakarot because you'd spend a lot of times kind of just grinding.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So I would just be like, what's a cool Denny's menu to look up today?
What'd you got for today, Mr. Dennis?
Yeah. So, and the reason why we brought you themed food lover on is because we're talking about the Sonic Speed Cafe, the pop-up Sonic restaurant that showed up in San Diego through the weeks of Comic-Con, but starting before and lasting for longer after. But I imagine it was really just meant to be the Comic-Con event, but it's probably cheaper to do the, like a full month than it is to do just like 4 days. In the long run. But yeah, we drove out to San Diego. You drove out. You did the drive. Yeah. Thank you.
No, Chelsea drove out. But still, thank you very much for that.
Oh, of course. I mean, again, just pay me in candy and I'll drive.
Yeah, well, screw the whole podcast. Let's talk about the gummy Skittles, Skittles we tried that are actually
that
pretty good.
That is a different podcast. That is, again, a rival podcast, which is me talking about candy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we drove up to San Diego, basically just for this, but then we went to a comic shop to justify it.
True.
As long as we do one thing other than this, our trip is entirely worth it.
Yeah.
And justified. Yeah, and
we can write it off for the business of the podcast.
Yes.
So we drove up there. It was in, I think it's still in the Gaslamp District, right?
I think technically, but it's closer to Petco Park.
Yeah, it's near Petco Park. We at a certain point, we kind of considered you and I going to the Comic-Con, like going up like during that.
Oh, yeah.
But it's just like it's such a hassle to do one day at Comic-Con.
Yeah.
But, you know, this ended up being like the better way to do it because we could experience it without the crowds, even though there was a big baseball game going on. So the weirdest part about this, before we get into all the food, the weirdest part about this was we encountered the helpful Honda people, the random acts of helpfulness people, which I thought was fake.
I didn't know that we were going to discuss this at the top of the hour.
Well, I want to give them a shout out. I think it's really funny.
All right. Yes. So I always thought that the helpful Honda people were, a myth or just for commercial purposes. But we did go to a parking lot and we were about to pay like $50 for parking. And then a woman with like a hashtag sign was dancing in front and saying that like, oh, you have a Honda? You get free parking. And then I screamed.
Yeah. Then my favorite part was, Chris, you were in the back where the windows, the windows are pretty tinted on your car. So this woman, this probably frightened woman, saw you go like, oh, my God. And then from a mysterious voice emanating from the back, you were just like, what?
Yeah. Because like I had my card out completely ready to pay. And we see a woman on like the outside with like a blue jacket holding a hashtag. And we're like, and you roll down your window and she's like, yeah, Honda free parking. And we're all just freaking out. And I'm just like, what?
And then she was like, just make sure to tag us if you take any photos of the game. It was like Padres versus Dodgers, right? Yeah. Which is why downtown was still pretty crowded, like almost Comic-Con crowded. And we're like, sure, we'll tag you in the game. the Sonic
said
game.
I said it definitely. I definitely I did it on Twitter.
So like, that was a fun, like, we were a little tired from, you know, being in a car for a while. And then we were like, traffic and expensive parking. And we were like, just ready to admit defeat and pay expensive parking. And then like this, like, genuine effect that the Random Acts of Helpfulness, like, campaign is trying to have had on us.
I know.
So yeah, we parked literally walking distance to the like not even a 5 minute walk to the restaurant, and then we went in and we recorded our like initial thoughts after getting out and getting back on the road, but I think I remember everything that I want to say, so I don't think we need to play that clip.
I think we're good.
Yeah. So what was y'all's initial reaction walking in or approaching it, even?
Do you want to go first?
I would say excitement and curiosity of, like, I didn't know how big the interior was going to be. All I saw was they have, like, a little circular sign hanging off the side of the building with Sonic's, like, the silhouette of his head on it that just says Sonic Speed Cafe. And I'm like,
kept passing it trying to find parking.
Yes.
And then it was just like us rubbernecking. You and me were rubbernecking our heads while Chelsea was driving. We're just like, I see here. There he is. Sonic, it's me.
Yeah, see, there was a point when we were in the car and I was just like, do you guys just want to go down first and then I'll figure out the parking?
No, we're all going to experience it together. Yeah. Also, driving we passed by the world's biggest bounce.
Oh, yes, we did.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say the world's biggest boobs because that's what people refer to the nuclear plant
as. That as well. I took a photo.
Yeah, anyone who's ever driven up to San Diego from the more Los Angeles area knows of them. Yeah, so I was curious, too. It kind of felt like one of those things that, like, it could go either way. It could just be, like, a crappy, couple of signs on a wall and it's a normal restaurant operating normally that they have just slapped some things onto. But like, I think what I came to, like, the conclusion I came to about everything, just in terms of like the overall experience, is that like they could have done more, but what was there was very good.
Yeah, especially for the size it was.
Yeah, it clearly they were using what they had pretty well.
For frame of reference, it's like the size of like a hole in the wall pizza shop in Midtown New York. You know,
that's actually pretty accurate. Chelsea, you looked up what the restaurant is normally.
Well, not exactly. I just looked at what was on my bank statement.
Oh yeah.
And it just said chicken cone.
Yes.
Yeah. So I'm curious. I mean, have you watched the Eddie Rurbeck video about ghost kitchens?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's what I'm pretty sure what this is. This is like a place that is fulfilling DoorDash orders normally, which, you know, like we'll get into the actual food in a bit. But like, That kind of tracks with it.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at the Chicken Cone website, and it seems to be a franchise, like with actual stores. Let's look at their locations. So oh yeah, they got a couple of locations around the country, like San Francisco. So maybe it was San Diego. Restaurant
that's about to open.
Maybe they just let Sonic or not Sonic. It's not Sonic. maybe they let Sega just post up there for San Diego.
That's what I was thinking. If it wasn't a temporary, like reskin, it was one that's opening soon, and they were just a way to train employees and stuff like that. You know.
Also, Chicken Cone is exactly what you think it is. It is fried chicken in a waffle cone.
Well, sign me up. yeah. So, walking up. I mean, first of all, like, this is not something that the cafe did, but it's just the thing I like about San Diego. It's just the fact that like everything is very brick and mortar, and it all looks like these really like. It just looks like a nice town area.
Yeah.
You know?
It was pleasant. This was my first time ever visiting San Diego, and yeah, like the little area we were in Sonic was cafe.
Yeah.
Like if it wasn't a Sonic cafe, it would be like, you know, like take Sonic's head off the logo and it's just the whatever cafe, right? Yeah. It's like, oh, I'd be delighted to walk up to this sandwich shop.
You just get captivated by the front of a brick building.
I love a brick. you know me, I love a brick building. And I love a building where the business is on the bottom, the apartments are on the top, which is half of San Diego.
That's true.
But yeah, then we walked in and I liked, like, again, things were arranged nicely. It wasn't just like plastered, like, you know, what are they called? Fat heads. Those like big like stickers that people put on their walls.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It wasn't just that. It was like nicely drawn and nicely used stock art. Sure. But like nicely used and nicely printed out and arranged and stuff like that.
It wasn't. It wasn't just stickers. It was like actual like thick material.
Yeah, somebody put some thought to like the feng shui of this.
Yeah.
Feng shui.
The nicest touch to me was the fake grass on the ground. Finally, Sonic fans can touch grass.
This truly was a Green Hill Zone.
It was. Yeah, so like the basic people you've probably seen pictures online. We have a few pictures we'll post on the Twitter, but it was basically like, you know, fake AstroTurf all over the ground, and then like two tones of blue checker patterns everywhere, some images of both modern and classic Sonic like imagery, and then the place where you order, a couple of seats, and then TVs with promotional stuff. There was a big sign that said Sonic gotta go fast food, which yes, everyone thinks is very clever.
Yeah, they had a huge poster of like the silhouettes of Sonic, Tails and Knuckles running on Green Hill, and it just said greetings from San Diego.
Yeah. And then the ordering area had a bunch of like Sonic merch on shelves.
It was funny. I saw they had raffling. Like, what was up?
Oh, they're raffling all of the Sonic.
Yeah, yes. They were,
yeah, I saw. We saw like a motorcycle helmet with his like head design on it. The
but
Crocs,
like really split up.
Yeah, the Crocs. I saw the playset for Stardust Speedway, and then I saw the Jack specific figures, and they had Sonic, Knuckles, Amy, Shadow, Big, and Eggman. Guess who was missing?
Tails.
Yeah. Yeah. They even had Metal. I saw Metal Sonic and I'm like, fuck, that's the one I need.
And then yeah, there was like a couple of like big, like there was like a big Sonic sign with the Yuji Uokawa Infinity Run that mm-hmm. we hardly like that art used to be so rare. Now it's everywhere, I feel like.
Yeah.
And they had what was
the life size standees.
Yeah, life size standees, and then the black market for where you could buy the merch from.
Yeah.
Like the Chao black market.
And then the bathroom also, it was an all gender bathroom, and the door sign had a photo of Sonic and Amy on it.
Yeah.
So you know the two genders.
Sonic and Amy.
I'm tweeting that right now. I can't believe I didn't think of that until right now. What the fuck is wrong with me? Also, earlier today, I had a G Fuel so I could get the energy to finish my goddamn work. So that is why I'm a little bit fritzy today.
No, it's perfect. We're both very tired, so we need the manic energy to keep us going.
I was going to say, if we talk about the canned G Fuel, I get real messed up from that one.
Yeah.
I am
that
so...
That kept you awake in jury duty, right?
I ran to Target earlier today because I had to do a grocery run, and I saw the Sonic one and was like, fuck it, I'll buy it again, even though it like drove me nuts the last time I had it. I am so pissed off that G Fuel works.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm fucking furious.
What were you going to say about it?
Well, I mean, I think we were going to bring up the fact that I did bring it into a... into jury duty, like the Sonic fuel. And then because I like don't really drink carbonated things, I was pouring it into a cup with ice. And then I almost spilled it on the evidence. and then you know, like the empty can, I had to like toss it in the jury room, so there's just like a Sonic can in one of the jurors. It's fine. It's okay. It's okay. I was awake.
Oh my god. Hold on. You got a picture of the menu,
gotta,
right? Do you want to read it?
Gotta off? Destroy evidence what? Fast.
I basically.
Cubot, Autobot, quick, destroy the evidence of my tax fraud. Okay, Chris, you had pictures of the menu. I don't know if I got a clear one. So do you want to read off what they had?
I did get photos of a photo of the menu, but there is something slightly blocking it. So I will do the best I can with my memory.
Let me see what I got. Hold on.
Oh, wait. I got it. So
I got it too. Yeah.
We had Sonic's classic chili dog, which was a regular chili dog. We had the South Island hot dog, just a regular hot dog. So I assume it's the same kind of thing, just without the chili. Hold the chili. The perfect egg dog, which was a hot dog with, I believe, egg salad on top.
We have to talk about that, but hold the thought.
The Green Hill vegan chili dog and the Have No Fear vegan. Am I reading that right?
Yeah.
Have No Fear vegan. What is that a reference to?
It has to be some kind of shadow lyric.
Have No Fear?
Have no fear. Okay, you keep reading the menu. I'll figure this out.
Okay, we had the knuckle sandwich, which was a fried chicken sandwich. And then, what is it? The evil genius? I can't read that on my photo.
Oh, it's Amy's Have No Fear, Amy Rose is here line.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What else did you say?
What was the second sandwich?
The evil genius. An the evil egg salad genius, sandwich.
Thank you. Yeah, because like my photo, there's a lamp blocking that section.
Yeah, I have a couple of lamp blocking mine too.
Okay, and then sides. We had onion rings, fries, and then a combo, which they called frings.
No, they called it the chow down combo, but then a secondary title was frings. But chow is spelled... Okay. C-H-A-O. Yeah.
My photo, all I see is Ombo. So.
Ombo.
What's under that?
It's the Pico Pico tenders.
Yes.
Amy themed chicken tenders. Amy themed, quote unquote.
Then we have a Sonic's classic chili cup. You know, the old iconic chili cup we all know from Sonic.
His favorite. Chili cup of chili.
And then the
Walt's favorite chili.
No.
Lois, this is not my Sonic's classic chili cup. Then we have the Green Hill vegan chili cup. And then drinks. We have the blue blur, which is Sonic's blue blur. Fuck me. The blue blur, which is Sonic's blueberry slush. Jesus Christ, say that five times fast. We have the Smashing Echidna, which is Knuckles Cherry. The Flying Fox, which is Tails Mango. Team Dark, which is Shadow Mocha. Sweet Amy, which is Amy Strawberry. And a soda.
And Sonic soda.
It doesn't even say Sonic, does it?
Yeah,
it
just says exactly.
Sonic's favorite Peepsy.
And Sonic's favorite
Peepsy
soda.
It's, well, the fact that it's not even like Sonic themed makes me like, hey, can I get the Sonic soda? It's just a soda. No Sonic. No Sonic.
No Sonic. Somebody tackles you if you try to order Pepsi. Sonic soda. Was it?
I was like, it is Pepsi brand sodas.
Yeah, Pepsi.
It's soda various.
Yeah. So, do y'all want to talk about what you ordered? We all ordered.
Do you guys want to go first?
Yeah, sure. So Chelsea and I split the frings, the onion rings and fries, and then I got the chili dog, like the classic chili dog, the frings, and then the blue blur slushy. And then I wanted you talked about the combo, right?
I didn't bring up the combo.
Okay, so there was a combo where it was like $70 to get a chili dog, the frings, and then a Sonic Heroes slushy, which is like all three flavors together, and then you got the promotional shirt with it. I wanted to get that, but I asked if I could change out the shirt, and I couldn't, so I had to buy essentially the combo with a different shirt. But then I got the blue drink instead of the mix. And then, Chelsea, what did you get again? You got the...
I ordered.
Yes.
I got the knuckle sandwich.
Yes.
Yes. I did ask the woman for a knuckle sandwich. She didn't punch me in the face. That was pretty cool. Basically, basic chicken sandwich. It had some probably Thousand Island dressing, some pickles, and then like a couple fried tenders, like chicken tenders.
It's probably the same they give out as the side. Yeah,
it was pretty good. To go back on that Eggman's egg dog, I was considering that as we were driving. But then I thought about being in the long drive and thinking about like having an egg salad hot dog sit in my stomach for like two hours and 30 minutes. And I was like, that's not going to be really chill.
Yeah, that's a fast track to vomiting out the window while you're driving on the highway.
It's a fast track to Futurama worms.
Yeah.
They just live there. It's fine. I know.
We were just doing Futurama bits to each other on the drive there.
They just fix my stomach hole. It's fine.
Yeah. And Chris, you ended up getting the combo.
Yes. So I got the combo, which was the classic chili dog with the frings served in a good old Knuckles the Echidna head and the Heroes slush, which was blueberry, mango and cherry layered. And then it was interesting because it like they said it was a combo, but it was they were layered. So when they give it to you and you drink it, all you're getting for most of it is just the blueberry. God, why can't I say that word today?
Blurry.
The blue blurry. The bugleberry. And then like by the time I hit where the mango starts to like blend in, like all the colors are just running together and it's becoming a slurry, which like I thought that's what they were going to do, was they would blend it all together. So it's like actual all three at once rather than just, hey, we're going to stack it on top of each other and let it all sink to the bottom.
When it starts melting, you just hear like a weird tone shifted version of Sonic Heroes.
You hear Tails going, wow, my head is spinning.
I did forget to mention that I did get the Tails Flying Fox slush by itself.
Yeah.
How was that?
That was probably the best one.
That was pretty good. I think it was probably the best one.
I like it better than the one I got. Again, I didn't try
the Echidna one.
Yeah. And then we had to wait like an extra couple of minutes because like, I guess the slushy machine was just like churning out pure syrup by accident. Yeah.
They were like, we gotta let it freeze a little bit.
Yeah, we have to. We can't get the all syrup squishy. So what did
I also got the they gave out a t-shirt with Sonic's face on it.
You got
some of the branding for the cafe. So it's a cafe specific shirt, which
it's actually kind of nice. It looks like, yeah, it looks like the very like stylistic, Sonic and other like video game, like promotions that they do with like you know, like cool shirt companies do.
It almost
cool
feels
like Hypeland.
Yeah, better than Hypeland, but to me it almost felt like a I say this in the best way possible. It feels like a NASCAR racing shirt where it's like an image and then like little logos just sort of splatter around on a white shirt. Yeah, the
little logos are a
cool touch. Yeah, I genuinely like it. I wore it last night when I was sleeping and it's very soft and nice. So
yeah,
A plus.
I got a different one that has the Infinity Run art and an outline with the logos as well. So the food. You ready to talk about the food?
Let's talk about some food.
Talk about the food, Mac.
Let's talk about food, baby.
Let's go.
All right. So you and I both had the same thing. And the way I described it pretty immediately after tasting it is that it has like, it's competent, and I don't want this to sound negative. It's just like, it could have been like horrible. It could have been horrible, greasy mess that they just slapped a Sonic, packaging on, right? And it wasn't that. It was good. I didn't feel like I was being ripped off price-wise. It was expensive, but it wasn't like a rip-off. It wasn't convention food where you pay $12 for a tiny hot dog that, tastes like the stale air of the convention.
To me, it felt like a ballpark dog.
No, exactly. That's what I was going to say, where it's like ballpark prices are expensive, but those are solid hot dogs. Like, they're good.
Mm-hmm. I mean, like, even the taste of it was ballpark dog.
Yeah, exactly. Chelsea, how was your sandwich?
I said before, it was pretty good. It wasn't like a full piece of fried chicken. It was just like, maybe it's like if you had... Because I haven't had Raisin Cane's, but I don't know how they do their sandwich. But if you had, like, again, it was like 3 chicken tenders in a sandwich. You can't really go wrong.
Yeah,
it was. The sauce was, like, fine. It wasn't too, it wasn't too, wet. Too much. Yeah, the sandwich wasn't too wet. Perfect. And then I would say, like, maybe put cheese, but then I don't know. Some chicken sandwiches don't need the cheese, and some do. Yeah, it was a fine sandwich. The buns were pretty good, too.
Yeah, like, again, like, it everything was, like, nothing was gourmet, obviously, but, like, it didn't feel like I was eating a disgusting bun that's been on a storage shelf for weeks, it felt fresh, for sure, like, and then I saw behind the scenes a little, and that they just had a bunch of canola oil, and it's like, okay, that makes for a less greasy, but still nicely fried, like, fried chicken and stuff.
Well, I did see behind the scenes, too, because you just said, like, oh, it was fresh. I did see, like, a stack of buns, like, in the bag.
Yeah, well, no, like, fresh as in not, like, not in storage.
I thought you thought that Sonic had just baked these this morning.
Yeah, we actually, if you look in the back, you just see a very tired minimum wage Sonic working in the back. I got to take a quick break. I got something in my eye.
Okay. I can talk about what I ordered for now. So I had the combo, which was the chili dog, the frings, and the heroes slush. I just sent you guys a photo of it. The chili dog was a bit, it left a bit of a mess on the paper it was served in, but it was good. I'm very used to chili dogs from Doghouse, where, like, the buns are just a whole friggin' thing of Hawaiian sweet rolls, and it's, like, loaded with onion and stuff. So this being, like, a very basic chili dog of, like, we're not gonna go extravagant, this is what you're gonna get, was good. I did appreciate that. The onion rings were my favorite thing I had. They were very good. I'm always a sucker for onion rings. I love the Bloomin' Onion from Outback Steakhouse.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
So yeah, I really like the onion rings. They were like big enough to be Shadow's Inhibitor rings. They might as well have been. The fries were all right. I like fries really crispy. Theirs were very soft. But they were all right. And then I already talked about the slush, how everything kind of bled together.
I thought we were stopping while
no,
I was.
No, 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 we kept going.
Okay. No, we kept going. We kept going. But yeah, I was just talking about the meal I ordered, just the combo.
Oh yeah, yeah. I liked the hot dog itself was good, which like I feel like the chili was probably the weakest part, but like the actual like hot dog and the bun were like very good.
I enjoyed again, the hot dog experience.
And then I'm not a fan of mustard on my hot dogs, especially when there's already chili on it. So I didn't love that taste, but
that's how Sonic eats his hot dogs.
You don't know that.
Well, that's what Sega said.
Well, it's funny because Chris, when you brought a bag with a bunch of Sonic pins on it, including the like Kobe Pon.
Yes.
Like, chili one. And so I wanted to ask, because you had it. Did you have it there when you went?
I did have it in Japan. Let me see if I can actually find the photo of it.
I was going to say, yeah, give me a comparison. What did you think?
Well, the Kobe Pon was...
Compare the hot dogs.
I mean, I frankly couldn't really. So I'll be pulling up the photo of it on my phone. So
yeah.
I'm just going to pause for a second.
One sec, yeah.
Let me. That was 2019. Let's look through here. Oh, I had two Sonic chili dogs in Japan. That's right.
Please do.
I don't have a photo of the first one, but the first one I had was at. Oh wait, I do. That was at Joypolis, and then I had the one in Akihabara at Kobe Pon.
Yeah.
Let me see if I can find that photo.
Oh yeah. So you'll see it when we post it, but my favorite thing about the presentation of the chili dog and all of the meals was that, like, they came in this little, like, container with, like, a Sonic standee built into it,
mm-hmm.
and it just looks like Sonic's, like, rubbing a chili dog under his armpit like it's deodorant.
Yeah, it's a weird, like, that left arm that's holding the chili dog. That doesn't look like it was drawn by.
It's probably just like a presentation, like over here, you know, and then it's just a chili dog.
Yeah, like it looks like it was initially drawn with his hand on his hip on the other side, like
possibly,
how it usually
yeah.
rests, and then they edited it for this. But that hand is very wacky because that's not how. Art is all about the silhouette, so you would want him holding the chili dog out
yeah,
in front of him
side.
So you can tell what it is. Okay, I found the photos. Okay. Let me send them to you on...
But I also agree that the onion rings were very good and the fries were all right.
I would say, before we talk about the Japan hot dog, you've had Sonic hot dog, like
drive-in. Sonic drive-in, yeah.
How's that?
I compare them. I say they're pretty similar, where it's like Sonic's a fast food place, right? But, like, they're not everywhere, so they haven't, like, reduced everything to a weird slurry they shove out a machine, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's not chicken nuggets, like...
Oh, that's so cute.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Here These we go. So I just found the photos. I had two when I was in Japan. I had one at Joypolis, and I had one at the special Kobe Pon pop-up. The Kobe Pon one, you can see the bun is very different. It's like pure
white.
Yeah, because
that's what Kobe Pon is.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I didn't get a photo of it when I took that photo, obviously, but it had an image of that Sonic holding the bread stamped on the bun. Not like colored, but like
the actual
thing was imprinted on the bun.
And then I know what you're talking about.
I have a little button with that Sonic on it. And then
he's so cute.
Yeah. And then you can see the Joypolis one leaves a lot to be desired.
it certainly looks like if you weren't paying attention and it was in the corner of your eye, you'd do a double take as to what it looks like.
Yeah. Like it was theme park food. It was indoor theme park food.
It looks like a painting from like a SpongeBob episode where they're trying to make something look right.
You're completely right.
Like with that, like, wah,
yeah, it looks like somebody, it looks like somebody dumped cat food on top of a hot dog.
I mean, it makes me think that, like, oh, a chili dog does need cheese, huh?
Yeah.
It needs cheese, it needs chili. Onions. It needs a lot more on there.
It needs garnish.
Like, look at the one Sonic is holding in the Joypolis photo I sent.
Yeah.
It's like a lovingly rendered 3D.
Let's not go that far. But
oh,
yeah.
No, I would say it's lovingly rendered. Look at it. That looks good.
Okay, so yours needed onions.
Yeah.
Look at all the onions and scunions on top.
Yeah.
And he's drinking Splash.
Yeah. Sonic's favorite cola, Splash.
Splash.
Oh my God. Yeah, so it was overall like a fun experience. I think I mentioned on the drive home where it was like, if we had gone during Comic-Con,
we wouldn't have gone in.
Well, yeah, it was way expensive.
Well, like, we also got there right on time because, like, after we got our food, there was a line out the door.
Yeah, and that's what I was going to say. Like, if either we had to experience it then or experience it during Comic-Con where it was, like,
a line.
Long-ass line in the middle of the sun, you know, getting sunburned, getting sweaty, and then, like waiting a long time and just like getting in and then probably waiting even longer for the food. And it would just been like that quality again, middle of the road, higher end of middle of the road quality.
Yeah.
But not worth waiting in that like Comic-Con.
I mean, like, remember? Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, there was a time that we did try to go to like a specialty restaurant during Comic-Con.
Was it the Taco Bell?
Yeah. So we tried to go to We tried to go to the Demolition Man pop-up at the Taco Bell, and the line was crazy, and you also needed to, like, make a reservation.
Dude, don't get me started on that exclusivity shit. They probably might have had, like, you gotta get tickets for this during the actual convention.
I had
When
I went to Anime Expo in 2019, I had the Okamoto Kitchen had their Persona 5 Big Bang Burger. And I had that. That's like it's a food truck. So you're waiting in a decently sized line, but it's not like you got to make a reservation to walk up and say, hey, can I get this?
Yeah, exactly. But yeah, it was I had the Sonic Speed Cafe Instagram open and it just says followed by C. Dobbins Art and Chelsea Cruzy.
They shared my the photo that you took of all three of us. They shared it on their stories.
Oh, wait, yay. Hold on. Now I have to find it.
You have to watch.
Hold on. That's one moment. Because we got... there it is. Hey, there we are.
We're famous.
We made it.
We did it.
But yeah.
We're talking trash about their chili... No, I'm just
No, yeah, I was talking trash about the Joy Pulis one. Yeah.
I think we all kind of came at it with the same, like, we wish it was better, obviously. But, you know, this themed pop-ups in America are not themed pop-ups in Japan, where it's just like, oh, we're getting high-quality ingredients. Everyone's being trained to make this right. And if you don't, like, if it's not made right. Yeah.
It's not the Full Metal Alchemist Cafe that I went to. But I think this is a very good experience for younger kids. And it looked like all the younger kids that were there were having
an amazing
time.
We saw three different kids in the same Sonic movie, Sonic Kigurumi. and they were having a great time.
Yeah.
I'm just like, this is adorable.
Stations with Sonic Origins on PS5. And there were kids who just would not walk away from it even when they had their food.
The Sonic, like, okay, so I don't know why they didn't choose a console that was more square, because a PS5 is weirdly shaped and they had to strap it down with like custom curved like metal bands around it. And it's like, at a certain point, you could have just put a Switch or something.
First of all, that thing was not going anywhere.
Yeah, but it was so funny because like it wasn't just, it's like square bars across it and you can't get it out. It was like shaped and molded to the PS5.
Yeah.
So much effort for that. What else was there? Anything else you can think of to talk about?
They were playing
It was like just a shuffle playlist of like all Sonic music, because it went between like Live and Learn and City Escape and then like Sonic.
I heard Fight the Night from Sonic and the Black Knight. But also on the TVs they were playing like the Lego Eggman videos and the newest Sonic Central.
Yeah. The thing I liked too was
loathed.
Chelsea, you like sometimes drawing like fictional themed foods.
Yeah.
And you drew a better concept for a Knuckles sandwich. Uh-oh. Do you want to talk about that?
Oh, I want to see this.
I mean, I think that it's because I made the bread look like his knuckles.
Yeah, look like his hand.
And then, like, I mean, I just figured it would be a BLT at some point. And then, yeah, I think I did 3 for Sonic. Like, I was like, ooh, in a perfect Sonic theme park, these would be there. So there's, like, yeah, an Eggman, a Omurice, and a Knuckle Sandwich, and then the Chili Dog. And then I think I made, like, a Tails-themed, like, shave ice bowl.
Ooh!
It was orange slices dipped in, like white chocolate, so it looked like his tails.
Yeah, and then I think also there was... Oh, my God, there was another thing.
Oh! I like this.
There was, like, a Sonic, like, yes, a red velvet Swiss roll.
And yes,
I think I just got the idea because in Japan, they have a Swiss roll for Jaws.
Oh, that's really nice.
These are genius. And it was a tornado spoon, too.
Yes, I was wondering. I knew that was a tornado, but I was like, what's that over there? That rocks. But
yeah, so like the idea would be the it's like the Sonic cookie, right? And then the swirl is his feet running.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Why weren't you in charge of this?
I don't know. Every time
this was also a place that serves chicken and waffle cones, so it's made for like quick service.
Yeah.
Quick.
Yeah. But it was a relatively short experience. We all had a great time. But while we're here, is there any like Sonic themed like food stuff you want to talk about? I know you had didn't you have something to talk about?
Mentioned you were upset that they didn't have a like a big heaping bowl of mints for Tails.
Or grapes or coffee beans.
Yeah, or coffee beans. Grab a handful of strawberry shortcake.
Yeah, something. Obviously, you'd wanted more, right? But, like, this is clearly a, like, pop-ups in Japan and pop-ups in America are
very
different.
Well, this one's, like, specifically, like, a quick-service convention food. So it is meant to be fast service.
Yeah, I mean, and honestly, you could get this food for cheaper than the hot dogs in the convention center. So it's, like, it kind of does a good job of being, a cool place to see, you know, a limited-time event. And getting food that's, you know, roughly the same price as the convention food, but a little bit better, or not a little, you know, significantly better. Yeah.
So here's the thing. The gotta go fast meal that I got was $70.
Yeah.
Flat, without taxes, without tip. It was $70. The shirt that I got with it is listed on their site as $36, which is about half the price of the meal. So thinking about, like, if I got a shirt for half that price and then the remainder was $34 for the chili dog, the onion rings, and the drink, thinking about that from a convention food standpoint, that's pretty good.
That's decent, yeah.
I think at Anime Expo, we literally did spend, like, $50 and got one hot dog. Did you get a hot dog too?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, so two hot dogs and a fries, and it was like $50. And I think that was like a food truck specifically.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, at least in here, you spend a lot, you get a t-shirt. That's.
Yeah.
Plus, you're spending money to hang out with Sonic in his cafe.
Yeah. He came out from behind the kitchen and say, hey, everyone, I'm the chef and owner and operator. And
you know what, though? Like, if we did all, like, try to go during Comic-Con, we would have probably seen the Sonic mascot. And that would have probably.
Possibly, I think he was only there the first
there
day.
Yeah. Oh my God, he looks.
It would have been impossible.
He looks like he is doing an evil plan in this photo. Hold on.
But I just want to hug him.
Look at him.
Excellent.
Miles, get my.
Shadow in the back, too.
Yeah.
Shadow Tails.
Yeah.
I said hop in.
Yeah. there's some photos of it from Comic-Con that look like, you know, a lot of fun, like people look shut up in cosplay and stuff.
Yeah, because they also had an event with, I think Adam Bryce Thomas and Takashi Iizuka for, like, the first couple of days there.
Oh, yeah. It was overall, it was a really fun experience. The menu was on the Instagram. We could have just looked on it there. But yeah, it was a really fun experience. Any other stories about, or not stories, I guess, just like tidbits about Sonic themed food.
Well, not about Sonic themed food, but about the experience.
Yes.
Went decked out in my Sonic Hawaiian shirt and wore the movie 2 shoes. And all the compliments I got were about my shirt. And I'm like, I'm wearing his fucking shoes. What's going on?
Nobody looked down.
I got one compliment on my shirt. I was wearing the, you know, the meme where it's like the guy punching. It's like, what do you mean you don't like? It's that, but it's Sonic. It's, what do you mean you don't like chili dogs? And it was half covered by my bag. And some lady who was bringing in like supplies for the restaurant, like pushing it past me, was like, oh, I love your shirt. And so you couldn't even see the whole like bit. And then no mention of my tattoo.
Well, you just reminded me when I went to Universal when Taylor was visiting, when we went to Super Nintendo Land, we were both wearing Sonic clothes. So I was wearing that same Hawaiian shirt and Taylor was wearing a Team Dark shirt. And a bunch of the workers in Nintendo Land dressed up in like Mario regalia. They're all like, oh, they point to Taylor and they're like, oh, nice shirt. I wish we had Sonic here. And I'm like, I'm wearing one too. And I know nobody said anything.
My favorite thing about like Sonic and Mario fans is that there's such a bigger crossover than like the 90s commercials attempting to pit them against each other.
Yeah.
Thought could happen, you know, like we're all like, you would have thought that by the end of the, you know, by two decades after that those console wars, it would have been like, there's a Sonic camp and there's a Mario camp. It's like, no, Mario fans love Sonic and Sonic fans love Mario.
So them going to the Olympics together was basically like the video game equivalent of Hands Across America.
Exactly.
the treaties were signed.
Yeah.
There's a, what's it, God, what's like one of the terms, like it's like, I'm trying to think of like a war treaty term.
I'm thinking of like the Paris Peace Accords.
Yeah. Accord, that's the word I was looking for. A no fire accord. Oh my
God. The ceasefire,
that's the word, that's the one. Fire. But yeah,
it was the ceasefire until that stupid Mighty No. 9 commercial that tried to reignite gamer shit.
That about does it. Chris, is there any news we want to talk about? I think there was one thing you shared.
So, there's two. There's one, the new Lego sets are out, which you got the tornado set.
Yeah, I got the tornado. It's very cute. It's a nice little compact kind of, like, a nice middle ground between, like, a higher spec model and, like, a kid's set. It's got a lot of detail. We've got a lot of parts to it. And Sonic can stand on the top, which is fun.
Nice. I want the tornado set, but it's $40.
Yep, he also got a little Tails in his workshop.
I know, but it's $40.
He has little peppermints.
I know, but I also don't have a job, pal. But second, today, as we are recording, as the crow flies, Sega official on their TikTok revealed a new series of CG animated shorts that they are calling Sonic and Friends. They're very cute.
They remind me of the Fall Guys animation a little bit.
Well, here's the thing. So this trailer just went out because a couple weeks ago, there was a report that Sega trademarked something called Sonic and Friends. And it got a lot of people talking online of like, what's Sonic and Friends? What are they doing? What does that mean? What are they doing? And then they reveal this, and there are I haven't seen a lot personally, but I'm seeing discussion online that there are some people who are pissy about this because, what a fucking shocker. But apparently it's because recently on Twitter, the Sonic fandom has been discussing Sonic's cute versus cool aesthetics, and there's been arguments about whether Sonic is supposed to be cute or cool, which he's fucking both, but there's been arguments about that. So they revealed this trailer for these cute little CG animated shorts that are going to be going on the Sega official TikTok called Sonic and Friends. And they're very like Sanrio, for lack of a better term.
Yeah.
And they're cute. Like the it, it just looks cute, but people are complaining. Some people are complaining that Sega is making Sonic too cute over the past couple decades, and that they've removed his cool aesthetic, and that Sonic's not meant to be cute. He's meant to be cool, which is breaking my brain. Because this style, this exact style, has been used for years. It was the line stickers.
Yes, we're like it's oh, like yeah. And some of the little plushies have
yep,
like the,
I was
it's
just
like
about this one
that yeah, but like the spikes are sideways. Like that's the only difference.
You're right. That is like how
the yeah line yeah there we go these are. Yeah yeah exactly. Yeah.
It's that exact style. Like I have seen these plushies in
it doesn't
Target
translate
the past
the
week
best to CG, but that's fine. Like.
Well, I mean, that photo I sent you, the spikes are because his head is moving. That's an in-between frame.
Oh, no, no, I know. But, like, the stickers look cuter than the 3D CG.
Well, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
2D is always like that.
Does that problem, like, with the squashmallows? Because they are also adorable.
I don't know, but, like, I made a joke on Twitter posting a photo of Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, and I wrote, like, I can't believe they made Mickey for babies. Mickey's supposed to be cool.
Mickey also has a bunch of zippers. Haven't you seen Kingdom Hearts?
Yeah. I do love, like, I want to say, like, I understand, like, not liking the translation of style. Like, I get it. I think there are a few things that don't, like, 100% work in this exact style. But that's fine. Like, I just don't, it's not my favorite, but I don't hate it. And, like, yeah. Like, we've all established that, like, classic Sonic is a cute little stinker. Like, he can be both. Get you a man who can do both.
This is adorable. It's just, you keep putting it on play. It's so cute.
Yeah. The Tails is the cutest one.
Yes. Well, I mean, always. He always is.
Yes.
But, like, I'm seeing comments that are like, I don't want to be that guy, but Sonic got fans because he was cool, not this. And I'm like, You fucking idiot. I'm sorry, but you
also
are
he's a Japanese company's mascot.
Well, here's the thing.
They're
also
supposed to be cute and appealing.
Do you know what all ages means, Sean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It means all fucking ages. It means you can have stuff for babies and stuff for the teens. It's like looking at Spidey and his amazing friends on Disney Junior and going, "Oh, that's not canon."
Yeah,
I bet there's somebody out there. I bet
that's just like that. it's so fucking frustrating.
Yeah, like in some capacities, I understand. Like if we were getting this and no other Sonic things, then I'd be a little bit frustrated. But like we have a dozen other Sonic things currently going on right now.
You can choose
the one you like.
We have more than ever. There is
our
something
cup runneth over with Hedgehog.
Yeah.
Y'all are fed.
There is something. It has, you know what? I'll use the IGN line. It has a little something for everyone. That's what this franchise has. Like, just because one thing doesn't pertain to your specific interests doesn't mean that the whole franchise isn't. I understand, like, oh man, I would like to see more cool Sonic things. So would I. I would like to see a whole animated series of, like, the Knuckles.
2D. Animated, yeah.
Yeah, of like the Knuckles prologue they did. But come on. Come on.
Like, chill out. Also, I just noticed on the shirt that I got, there's a little chili dog symbol
yes,
on it.
Yes, there's one on mine too.
Oh, and yeah. That's the chili dog photo.
There is. Oh, it's next to the.
That's the one they
color,
had
yeah.
on the wall that I yes. want to take home.
Yeah, go there on their final day and see if you can snag any of the promo stuff.
Yeah, like it's a movie theater after the Avengers come out or whatever. Yeah.
Like I tried to do with the second movie at AMC.
Yeah, I think I did that when I worked at a grocery store. They had like the Avengers on DVD standee. And I was like, can I have this? And they're like, sure. And then it was just at the foot of my bed for a while.
I mean, I used to do that with like when we used to turn over things for Nike, I would just take like the extra large magnet letters. So yeah. There's like a big F on one of my parents' fridges.
It was a great time at the cafe, and I think that's all the news we have so far.
Good time, good food, good friends.
Yeah.
I met someone else there. His name was Shadow.
Yeah. While you were waiting in line for the bathroom, just sent me a photo of you posing next to the Shadow standee and said, sorry, I met someone else.
I know. And then when we were driving home, I was trying to figure out how I could, like, post this picture of Shadow with the lyrics for Taylor Swift's Karma, but then replace all of the karma with Shadow. But it was too big for a tweet. And I was like, damn it.
No, it was, but then you're, because you're reading it off to me, and I'm just like, this is so good. Because there's a part where
it's just like, Shadow is my boyfriend. Shadow is a god.
You should just post that. Just post that alone.
Yeah. Or screenshot the whole lyrics change. That's usually what people do when there's no room to finish.
I should have held hands with it.
Yeah. Oh, I do want to share their Instagram post of the egg salad sandwich one.
Oh, it's a little brown. Why?
It's a little hideous. Yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah. Actually, we forgot to fucking talk about this because we said we were going to talk about it.
Oh,
I talked about it a little bit.
An egg salad on top of a hot dog sounds like a torture device.
I'd do it. I'll make one tonight. Yeah. I'm not going to make one tonight, but I would do it.
Maybe it doesn't sound like it tastes so bad. It's just the two combinations of the phrases of the words, right?
Yeah.
Sounds so like it makes your brain stop for a second. Yeah. Where it's just like, oh yeah, you like egg salad sandwiches? Yeah, sure. Do you like hot dogs? Yeah, sure. Do you want me to put an egg salad on your hot dog? It's like, whoa, buddy. Slow down, egg dog.
Slow down, egghead.
I mean, in the beginning, I thought it was just going to be like an egg salad sandwich. And then I saw the video of them put the egg salad on the hot dog. And I was like, do I do it?
Well, there was also the regular egg salad sandwich they were selling.
Was there?
Yeah.
Still,
that was under the knuckle sandwich.
Still, yeah, it was the egg genius.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't get why they had to call it the egg dog though, because like, wait, what was the full title again? Hold on. It was, I have to find it now.
Surprise. No, I'm just kidding.
It was the perfect egg dog, which sounds like Eggman was like, it sounds like Eggman was like, you know what's perfect? Not chili dogs, egg dogs. And everyone's like, nobody's ever put an egg salad on a hot dog. Well, I have.
That sounds like a genuine conversation,
you
Dad.
You know there was an egg dog in the games?
What?
Oh, it's let me guess, Unleashed?
No.
No?
Sonic 06.
Oh, fuck it.
Good jump scare.
And then, real quick, I want to share on the menu this image of Sonic pointing to the menu. Because, you know, you'd think he'd be pointing to Sonic's classic chili dog, but he's pointing to the Green Hill vegan chili dog. He's like,
they just added that. They were like, he just looks like he has a can-do attitude. He didn't mean to point at that hot dog.
He's going like, hey, vegans, we got you covered.
Yeah, like, I when I told friends I was going to this, I sent them the menu, and they were like, I'm actually shocked that they have vegan options.
Yeah.
So like, San Diego, I don't think they can, you know?
I like Sonic pointing to it like, we got you, vegans, we got you.
Yeah. Some of my friends are pigs, you can eat this. egg dog.
I
hate the sound of
Now I have like the need to try to make it to at home and see if you like it's cool, but then you don't like egg salad as much as like
I don't like anything cold egg related.
Egg salads are so good. You should try the Japanese style ones too.
Those look delicious, but I'm sure they're not.
They probably are. They definitely are.
Yeah. So you know, when does this close again? This is open till August 20th. So you have 13 days to go get an egg dog. An egg dog every day for a week.
And they
If you get an egg dog, let us know what it's like.
Please.
If you get an egg dog, please seek a doctor immediately.
Email me an egg dog at this web zone.
Please print out your egg dog at home.
Tell me what your favorite food is, and then tell me if you liked the egg dog, and then I'll figure out if it's like a trustworthy source.
What's your favorite food and why is it the egg dog at the Sonic Speed Cafe in San Diego until August 20th?
I would love it.
Well, thank you, my wonderful wife, for joining us.
Yeah, if you ever want
to get a room.
I can talk about food and tales if you wanted anytime you want.
Wink, wink. Yeah, we definitely want you back to talk about Tales at some point. We've avoided talking about it because we want you to talk about it.
I have to dig out, like, my childhood Tales figure so I can properly share the
details. Some show and tell.
Yeah.
Show me on the doll.
No, ew.
We're also going to be starting a theme park podcast. We're still working on...
Well, you two.
Yeah. Us. Because I was looking at Chelsea and be like, we, that's all I need to say. Chelsea and I are going to be starting a theme park podcast called Attraction Years. We're still getting some stuff together and we need to record our first episodes.
Which also means you have to, now, like, switching over, you do have to go to the Hello Kitty Cafe with me because I went to the Sonic
one. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I will. Yeah, no worries.
And how long is the Hello Kitty open?
It's forever at Irvine Spectrum.
Whoa. Yeah.
Hello Kitty does not die.
I want to go to that.
Nothing can kill the Hello Kitty.
We'll all go there together.
Yeah. Keep an eye out for the Attraction Years. And Chris, you'll definitely be on that. You're also a theme park nerd like us.
way to make the decision for me, Sean.
You're going to be on. Chris, tell the good folks what you got going on.
Commissions. I have commissions open always. Just finished one today. Have one more on my plate. And then I am available. Hit me up. cdobbinsart.com and c_Dobbins on Twitter.
And Chelsea, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter at Chelk Cruzy. And Instagram at Arts and Crabs. I'm a person. I exist.
Did you post your Sonic food to that one, or is it on your other one?
On my food, it's on my Twitter. Okay. That was, I can like repost it for the whole experience, but yeah. And I'm usually a very busy person. You can also find me at home, but please don't come over here.
You can find me nowhere. I don't exist.
You can find me ordering an egg dog.
You can find me in my home making egg salad.
If you see someone ordering an egg dog, that's me.
Chelsea, it's 4 o'clock in the morning. Why are you making egg dogs? I've lost control of my life.
Honestly,
babe, what's wrong? You haven't touched your egg dog.
Hold on, it's gonna come to that point. If all the stuff in, you know, our business doesn't get better, it's gonna be like me making egg dogs at 4 a.m.
Yeah. That reminds me, we should do, Chris, you should come over for this too. We should do a egg dog day. No, not that. We should live stream us making the chili dog recipe that we made for that fan bite article I did a while ago.
I want to do a full ass episode on the cookbook. So when the cookbook comes out, I want to try to make like whatever I can from it.
We can make the chili dog live on stream for sure.
Yeah.
Yes. Actually, yeah. The one I always wanted to try and make was blue curry.
Oh, yeah.
I tried to buy that in Japan and I couldn't find it. The official Sonic curry. They had the Resident Evil one, but I was like,
make it so blue.
It was like that I like, you know, missed buying from like an Ajia market in the 90s maybe. And also I missed buying like the Sonic face mask from Clam Glow. I missed out on those two things and I'm very upset about them still.
I want to have a word with Mr. Hedgehog. What was I gonna say? You have to make the curry so blue that it has to match the reports of people's poo turning blue for weeks.
Oh my god.
Or days, maybe not weeks.
I don't think weeks. I don't think it would be if it was in your system for weeks, you would have to go see a doctor.
Excuse me, doctor.
You can find me at Sean at Yourself on Twitter. I'm
excuse
on
me, Dr. Sonic hiatus. The Hedgehog completely destroyed the acid of my stomach.
I'm on a Twitter hiatus, but I'm in and out to promote my work and stuff. I have a new article coming out on Kotaku soon, so keep an eye out for that. You can find the podcast at Sonic Pod on Twitter, and we'll post our images and everything we've shared here. And thank you so much for listening. And thank you again, Chelsea, for joining. And for driving us to go get a dumb little Sonic food thing.
Of course.
Yeah, thank you again.
I'm always down. The vibe is that Sonic is cute. Sorry, I have to reiterate that.
No, he's supposed to be cool.
I feel
with a jetpack and a skateboard.
we're gonna be like eating dinner. You're gonna be like, I can't believe people don't like Sonic being cute because it always hits you later when you're mad at like comments.
I'm gonna be mad about it for a bit.
Oh my god. Well, thank you again for listening. There's Rita. Rita was here too the whole time. Thank you for listening. Please follow Chris and Commission Chris. Please follow Chelsea. and like her wonderful themed food art. And please leave me the hell alone.
Wait. Fuck off and get off my lawn.
And please
and
follow
eat the
me.
Goddamn orange. There, I said.
We have to stop. We're just going to devolve into Simpsons references. Please, thank you for listening. Please follow the podcast at Sonic Pod. Our sign off. I forgot. Our sign off is at the end of Sonic Adventure 2, Tails goes, "We all did it together," and we just do it. We do a countdown and we read it off
like any way we want.
Try to match his line read. Okay. So it's on three. One, two, three.
We all did it together.
Oh, beautiful.
Oh,
beautiful.
Man.
Thanks for listening.
We got an actor on our hands.
All right. Goodbye, everyone.